Well, I have to say, the Environment Agency do cop quite a lot of flack from people, but you can't take anything away, certainly from these guys, this morning. When I arrived here at Leppings Lane Bridge in Hillsborough, and they explained how they were going to be removing this debris from the River Don, I asked them, well, where are the steps? How do I get down to the riverbank to see what you're doing? They said, oh no, there are no steps. We're going to be climbing off the bridge. So I'm safely here on the bridge watching a man in the river chainsawing this big bit of tree that's lodged itself on the riverbank. It's managed to get through the bridge itself, but obviously the concern is that if we have any more heavy rainfall and this gets lifted up and transported down the river, it could cause a blockage elsewhere. So they're chainsawing up at the moment and then winching bits of it onto the riverbank where it can be secured and obviously can't cause anyone any problems. Various people turning out to have a nosy about what's going on. Can I ask your name?
My name's John.
And you live round the corner from here, do you?
Yeah, not too far away, just off Leppings Lane.
So presumably you're quite pleased to see that the Environment Agency are doing things like this, trying to get this tree out to stop it snagging on any bridges or anything like that, causing any problems.
Yes. One thing I noticed in 2007, there was a tremendous amount of debris. Old trees that had come down in the flood. You name it. It had all got washed down the valley and causing a big blockage.
That has just been winched out of the river, and I'm with Bob Loom from the Environment Agency. Tell us what was happening this morning, and tell us about the challenges for you, because you were essentially in a river with a chainsaw.
The challenge is to get that tree out of the water, up the banks, into a spot where it can't cause any problems further downstream. And the challenge is that the water's coming down rather fast in the river at the moment with the heavy rain, and it's raining constantly. And it's a challenge every day.
You look like you absolutely love your job. I was talking earlier about how it's a bit of a daredevil effort climbing off a bridge and getting in a river and chainsawing it up and stuff like that. You look like you really enjoy it.
You've got to enjoy it. If you didn't enjoy it, you wouldn't do it.
Well, I've come now downstream from Hillsborough to Neepsend Weir, the back of some businesses here at Neepsend. Neepsend Weir are a big part of Sheffield's industrial heritage, and a lot of the places along here are very keen to see it flowing nice and free as well. I'm with David Speed from the Environment Agency. Different team to the one that I've been watching up at Hillsborough. What have you guys been up to and what have you been dragging out of the river?
The main thing that we've been removing is any potential threats to highway bridges, culverts.
People understandably concerned. We've just been talking about people taking matters into their own hands last week and trying to drag bits out of the river themselves, particularly up at Hillsborough. That's not to be advised, is it?
No, definitely not. I mean, we're all trade people. Please contact the Environment Agency and we'll come out. Make the report. If you were worried, then we need to know about it.
So people will be in a much better position if we do have that heavy rainfall at the end of the week, given the work that you've been doing?
Well, that could be the famous last words. But fingers crossed, if people see things, let's have them reported and the Environment Agency can do its utmost to get out there and get these risks taken away.